Hey, you're listening to Marketing Out Loud, a daily podcast where I share advice, stories, and insights to help you build a thriving consulting or professional services practice. To subscribe to the show, head over to marketingoutloud.fm. Every now and then, I get a little bit of pushback from people on some of the advice that I share on here about sales and selling. Sometimes people don't like my methods because they often go against the grain, and they're often the exact opposite of what most traditional sales gurus are telling you. For example, the other day I posted something about not following up with prospects when they don't show up for calls. Now, if you're a professional salesperson, that might be bad advice. If the prospect agreed to a meeting, whether they're an inbound or an outbound lead, it's probably worth following up if you are a professional salesperson. They might have forgotten, something might have come up, so on and so forth. So if you're a professional salesperson, you sell for a living, by all means, follow up, not once, not twice, maybe even more. The conventional wisdom in the sales world is that if it's not a no, it's a yes. And again, that's fine if you are a professional salesperson who sells for a living. However, if you are a consultant or a professional service provider or any kind of expert who's selling insights or advice or services, there are things that professional salespeople do that you should not do under any circumstances for one simple reason. Clients need you more than you need them. If you're an actual expert and you're well positioned in the market, then by definition, there are lots of clients that you can work with, but not a lot of people like you that clients can work with. So the laws of supply and demand are entirely in your favor. You hold all the cards, you have all the power in that relationship. So when you then overlook the prospect's disregard for your time when they don't show up for a call, or you pander to their demands and their requirements when you know better, just to win the deal, or you negotiate your fees like you're selling some kind of commodity, what you're really doing is giving up all of the power that you hold as the expert in the room. And then, even if you do win that deal, you now have to work with this client who walked all over you during the sales process and who now feels like they won and they got the better of you. Well, how do you think that relationship is going to turn out? My bet is not very well. Now, you might say, well, look, not a big deal. I'll just break some of these rules when I'm selling just to win the deal. But then after the contract is signed, then things are going to be different. Well, I'm not buying that either, because in my experience, how you sell is how you'll serve. And that's a writer downer for you. How you sell is how you'll serve. So if you sell from the posture of the expert, you're going to be able to maintain that posture throughout your relationship with the client and ultimately deliver better results. And that's the goal here, better results for the client. But if you give up your expert position during the sales process, if you give up that power, if you compromise and shortchange your expertise when you know better, well, don't be surprised when you start working with a client and they end up being a total nightmare, because you established the rules of engagement from the very first interaction that you had with them. So you can't now all of a sudden just flip a switch and expect the dynamics of the relationship to suddenly change just because a deal's been signed. Now, quick caveat here, this is not permission to be arrogant. That is not what I'm saying. I'm not giving you permission to be a jerk. Nobody wants to work with an arrogant jerk who thinks that they're God's gift to the world. Be humble, be real, be down to earth, be personable, be all of those things. But never, ever compromise your position as the expert in the room. It's all about balance, and this takes practice. But when you master selling from the position of the expert, everything changes for you. By the way, if you want a deeper dive on this topic, check out my podcast interview with David C. Baker, who's the author of a fantastic book called The Business of Expertise, which is required reading for all of my clients. Ciao. Hey, thanks for listening. Do me a favor. If you like what you hear, go on iTunes and leave us a rating and a review, because it helps more people discover the show. Thanks so much.